At 6:06, it is clear and 77 degrees in Tulsa this morning. We should warm to 95 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A Belgian aerospace company announces it will open a plant in Stillwater. Catherine Roberts this morning has our story.
It's good news for the local economy, according to the State Chamber of Oklahoma.
They are initially expected to hire 250 employees in the next couple years, and then in their next stage, an additional 350 employees by 2015.
That's the Chamber's Arnella Cargis. She says ASCO Inc. won't be importing those workers either.
They will mostly try to hire locally.
The firm designs and builds parts for companies like Boeing and Airbus, so the new jobs are expected to be high skill and high pay. I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
That new plant will be in the Mercury Marine facility that closed recently in Stillwater. The Tulsa School District is about to lose another administrator. Assistant Superintendent Millard House Jr. is leaving the school district for Charlotte, North Carolina. Superintendent Keith Ballard is leaving next summer. And Assistant Superintendent Kevin Burr has already left to become a superintendent in a suburban district. Tulsa County remains under a burn ban this week, and whether it will be continued into next week is contingent on several factors. That is according to Tulsa Emergency Management Director Roger Jolliffe.
We'll actually run our process this Thursday and Friday, and we'll have a recommendation next Monday for the county commissioners whether or not we continue the ban or discontinue it. Just have to wait and see what the weather presents and what the firefighters run into out there.
Jolliffe says there have been a few small fires in the county, quickly contained without a lot of trouble, but nothing major, at least so far. Well, what cost $3.06 yesterday cost $3.19 this morning. Gasoline prices jumped 13 cents overnight in Tulsa. Oil closed down 48 cents per barrel yesterday. Work this week on upgrading the Tulsa County Courthouse entranceways will impact vehicular traffic and pedestrian traffic on Denver Avenue.
Contractors are pouring piers for the entrance improvements on the Denver Avenue side of the courthouse. It will have an effect on traffic using Denver. Kirby Crow is project manager.
Be a lot of activity in and out of the site, but the sidewalk is closed and the southbound outside lane on Denver will be closed.
Crow says there will be construction noise associated with the work, but since there are no jury trials right now, it's a good time to proceed with pier construction. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The city of Tulsa is doing a little bit better financially this morning. The city collected $19 million in sales taxes last month. That is up from $17 million a year ago. Finance Director Mike Kier says that is nearly equal to what the city got back in 2008, just as the country was going into the recession. Well, today is the first day of a new summer discount program at the Tulsa Zoo.
The Tulsa Zoo is trying to offer a lot of ways to save this summer, and one of those is our Two for Tuesdays, where guests are actually going to receive one free ticket when they purchase one admission ticket.
Spokeswoman Sarah Floyd says the zoo is also offering extended hours this summer. It's opening 2 hours earlier at 7 o'clock for anyone who wants to see the animals and beat the heat. Our weather forecast and ozone alert for today. There's a 40% chance of thunderstorms, hot and muggy, a high of 95 today. Tonight, it'll be partly clear, down to 71 for an overnight low. Then tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, sunny with a high of 97. Saturday, hotter with a high of 99. Some showers west of Interstate 35 this morning, drifting toward the south away from the Tulsa area. Right now, at 610, it is clear and 77. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.